You must hold fast to faith, be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaken in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel which has been announced to every creature under heaven. Faith is definitely most important to our faith, the faith of God, in God, to live the life we're called to live. And yet we cannot live that faith on our own. It is a gift from God, and God helps to strengthen it and keep us firm, and has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And today we are praying for a particular intention about this faith, to have the courage to resist the promotion of vice in the workplace. Kind of an interesting way of putting it. And throughout the history of the church, there have been many temptations to go against the faith. And we know, through historians, through even the scriptures, that the faithful have not always persevered. Some have been afraid, fallen into whatever the temptation is, to do whatever it is. For instance, today we are celebrating a Mass on the day for St. Justin Martyr, philosopher, a convert to Catholicism. And in his day, there was a persecution happening, and not everyone was able to resist the call to worship the gods and the emperors. But St. Justin was able to dismiss it as of no account, no attraction whatsoever, no fear, and not only him, but several of his companions who were with him. And what is it that helped him to do this? It wasn't simply knowledge, because he studied the different philosophies of his day, religions, and saw that Christianity was the most wholesome and fullness of all truth. But it was a not kind of knowledge coming through faith. And as it says here, that faith also in the hope that we have in the gospel, the hope of eternal life. And if we have that hope of eternal life, then there is nothing in this world that should hold us to this world, that should be so overpowering and attractive that we would want that at the loss of eternal life. And so St. Justin was able to say, you know, do your worst, but I am a Christian. And he died for that. And this week, actually, this first week of June, is really a week of martyrs. We are reminded over and over every day. We have Justin today. Tomorrow we have Peter and Marcellinus, early Roman martyrs. Saturday we have St. Charles Lwanga and his companions, the Ugandan martyrs. Sunday would be St. Peter Martyr, Dominican. And then Monday is Boniface. And all of these different times throughout the history of the church presented with various temptations to go against the faith. But they held fast to the faith, accepted God's spirit, God's will, and spoke the truth, whatever may come, because they had focused on that eternal life. And when we speak about this intention for those in the workplace, some of these martyrs are particularly good for those who work in the healthcare industry. One of the martyrs of Uganda is a patron saint of nurses and doctors and hospitals. Saint Jean-Marie Musée. And those martyrs, Charles Lwanga and his companions, are examples that we're highlighting for tonight. There's an interesting picture of them. These are modern martyrs, 1880s. And there was a photograph taken of them about 8 months before they were martyred. About 19 of the 22 were in this picture with other young men. They're all pretty young, 14 to 20 years old, with a couple of priests in a youth group. So it's a unique picture, and you can see all of these young martyrs sitting there. And they were able to resist the temptations of the king, who wanted to do violence to these young men. He himself was only about 18 or 19 years old. And he would kill off the older ones as a warning to the younger ones, but they held fast. And it shows the importance of faith through being part of a youth group, through praying always. They always prayed the rosary together. These were the missionaries of Africa. They promoted amongst them prayer and doing good works. And so they were not afraid. And in the workplace, it also is important to know what we believe. Many years ago, I was in a medical school, a course for future doctors. And at the beginning of the semester, the professor asked a question, and there were probably 200 students there, maybe more. How many of you think that it is okay for a doctor to use assisted suicide to alleviate their patients' sufferings? This was a Catholic university medical school, and half the students raised their hands. He didn't ask the question at the end of the semester. It might have been nice to see if there was a change in their response, but they saw nothing wrong with it. I don't know how many of them were Catholic. And so it is important to know what is right and wrong according to our faith, and to have the courage simply to resist by objecting, by not cooperating. We talk about cooperating with evil. Not too long ago, couple of years, in some of the hospitals where we serve, there have been statements made by medical people that were not appropriate, such as they're not going to make the person suffer by giving them any more nutrition and hydration. Not knowing what will happen with a stillborn baby. Not able to say, well, we'll give it a proper burial. And so statements are made against that to help correct some of that. But it's also important to have a life of prayer, to see the glory of God in each person, to recognize their dignity. And so as we are praying for this courage to transform our healthcare ministry, invoking the Ugandan martyrs, and perhaps especially Jean-Marie Musée, who is our patron saint, to be transformed interiorly, that those who work in it may recognize what is wrong and not fear losing a job, losing a promotion, being ostracized, losing referrals, whatever it may be, but to do what is good and right, to hold fast to faith, to see and have that hope of what is to be, so that more and more people may know through these little ways the goodness of God, the beauty of our faith, may come to do what is right, and that Jesus may have more and more followers who put their hope in him, who follow him, that he may lead them to the fullness of that hope, the fullness of eternal life.